Eunice Lewis sits in a recliner next to her hospital bed. She wears a special knit cap to keep electrodes in place on her scalp and is attached to a heart monitor. The Roanoke resident has had epilepsy for more than 40 years. She remembers as a child falling off the back of her father's truck during a seizure. But the spells have recently changed. Now she blacks out.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's going on because it's getting kind of scary now. I got a burn in my stomach from, blacking out and stuff like that. And my hands, trying to cook, it can happen at any time. I have no control of it whatsoever.
And with that, she lifts her hospital gown to reveal a long, wide, dark scar on her abdomen. Eunice also doesn't drive because she blacked out at the gas pump while filling up her car and was unconscious for 3 days. Last October, she fell down a flight of stairs during a seizure.
I live on the third floor, and I was the second floor. I come in the second flight of steps down to the bottom, and I hit my head on the left side. And, that's very scary because where I live at, those are iron steps. And then I hit the wood part, and I just knew my head was busted up. The first thing I did was, grab my head and stuff to see what was going on. So
to find out why her seizures have changed and to prescribe a new course of treatment, Eunice has come to the Epilepsy Monitoring Unit, or EMU. Tucked away on the 7th East floor at Carilion Roanoke Memorial Hospital is a diagnostic tool unique to Western Virginia. The closest such units are at the University of Virginia, Duke, and Wake Forest, and some of those have a long waiting list to get in. The Roanoke unit can serve 3 patients at a time, and they live at the EMU for up to 5 days. While in a room down the hall, medical technicians monitor their vital signs and every movement on computer screens 24/7.
So they're seeing everything that I'm doing, And if anything happened, they'd be right here on the spot. The other night, my heart rate dropped, and they was, bam, right here.
60 people have been patients at the Roanoke unit since it opened in October. Some came from as far away as Richmond and West Virginia. Dr. Chiniku Anyao heads the EMU.
This study is not very cheap, but you want to make sure that after that has been ruled out, that this is the ultimate test to help, make the diagnosis.
She says most of the diagnoses made here have been for something other than epilepsy. For instance, seizures brought on by psychological stress or post-traumatic stress disorder.
And they can be confusing at times as seizures because they have jerkings, they can have anything like a seizure patient. But then we can only make an appropriate diagnosis by monitoring them in the unit and confirming the activities in the brain during the time they are having those spells.
Anyao found some patients were actually having heart problems, not seizures, and referred them to cardiologists for treatment.
By keeping them for 3 to 5 days, you're able to taper off their medications, help to trigger their seizures, and we can also do other things like help them to sleep deprive themselves. We do strobe lights, we do photic, hyperventilation in order to bring up the seizures or any activities they have. We are actually trying to cause a seizure because we need to get a spell in order to see what happens in the brain activity, which we don't typically see with a routine EEG because most of the time they don't get a spell during the routine EEG. So this is very helpful.
A few doors down is a day room where patients can cook, play games, and visit with friends and family.
We try to tell them to avoid laying in bed all the time. Just try to simulate being home, as much as you can with the little space you have. So by getting them to kind of stress themselves a little bit, we can trigger some spells, yeah.
Anyao hopes the EMU will eventually accommodate about 200 patients a year. Eunice is glad to be among the first.
Because it's nothing to play with, it's no fun and game, it's something serious,
Anyao and her staff weren't able to recreate Eunice's blackout spells during her 5 days in the EMU, so she'll continue to take seizure medication, and the next step is to see a cardiologist. I'm Beverly Amsler.